Det er vigtigt, at vi får lidt.
Denmark's foreign minister has accused the United States, one of its closest allies, of acting more like an adversary by conducting covert operations in Greenland.
Det er i sagens natur helt uacceptabelt, og derfor har jeg også.
This is inherently completely unacceptable, said Lars Løkke Rasmussen. Influence campaigns, he said, are a violation of all international laws. A report on Denmark's public broadcaster suggests that unnamed people close to Trump have been trying to stoke divisions on Greenland. Without saying who they are or whether they work directly for the U.S. administration, the report claims at least three Americans have been trying to recruit sympathetic Greenlanders to set up a pro-U.S. political movement on the island. If Trump is serious about annexing Greenland, he may be following Vladimir Putin's playbook on how to do it. In Ukraine, more than a decade ago, Putin's spies first recruited sympathetic Ukrainians and then moved his military units out of their bases to take over nearby Ukrainian territories. Europeans are clearly concerned about Trump's persistence. Earlier this summer, French President Emmanuel Macron visited Greenland and underscored a key point.
Greenland is not to be sold, not to be taken.
In the recent election, most Greenlanders voted for parties that favored severing links with Denmark, but few expressed much interest in having Donald Trump rule them instead.